Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. But Dumbass talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's my mate, Water Toaster. Oh, oh. It's my mate, Water Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's my mate, Water Toaster. Oh, oh. Toast them all, my love. Thank God, toast them.
So hello and welcome along. It's my mate Bored Toaster, and my guest this week is the fabulous Fatia El Ghori. Hello, Fatia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good, good. Excellent.
I was a bit, because the show's called My Mate Brought a Toaster. I don't actually have a toaster.
But in that case, sorry. Yeah, you can't. Sorry, was that not explained to you? Yeah, this is, you can't do it. Only people with toasters.
Do you know what? I do have a toaster, but because I'm obsessed with bread, I've never taken it out of the box. It's just in the box, sitting there. Honestly, I can't, because I will eat bread every day, all day. Like, I'm talking breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like, honestly, I'm obsessed. It has to be granary bread.
Oh, really? And you're a granary girl?
Yeah, I love granary.
You see, I love the white, doughy, the cheaper the bread, the better. When I was,
I do like that too. But yeah, my favourite is granary.
Oh, okay, all right, fancy pants. I love the fact you've got a pristine toaster, because why would you break bread? That's what you're doing when you put it in the toaster. You're burning bread. Bread is the most beautiful thing in the world. So I used to have so much bread at school, especially. They just used to give us white bread with everything. Mm. And when I was at uni, I don't know why this has become a tour of my favourite breads. This is an odd tangent to begin with. When I was at uni, they had loaves of bread, and they had the bread wars, and all the supermarkets ended up in this strange battle to make the cheapest bread, and it was 7p for a loaf of bread, and all these students were just filling and they have trolleys of students just pushing these trolleys full of bread, and we all got really fat for about a year because we just ate loads of bread. It's the comfort, isn't it? It's comfort food.
It is. It's so nice. It's so easy, and it's like quick as well. I just love it. Yeah. And I do like, do you remember like Tesco's used to do, do you remember they used to do their own loaf with the free blue stripes?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like that was the best white bread ever. Like you didn't even have to toast that. You could just put butter on that. I used to put butter on it and then roll it into like a cigar and just eat it. Like
a sort of savoury Swiss roll.
Yes, exactly. It's just so soft. It was so nice.
We're going to get on very well. This is fine. We've got similar palates. All right, Fatia, you have sent me all sorts of Amazon information. So I'm just going to dive in, if that's okay. And we're going to go deep into your Amazon history and find out the truth behind you and get past this bread nonsense. I don't believe a word of it. Let's find out what really makes Fatia tick. We're going to go back, Fatia, to the 2nd of October, 2012. This is your first purchase here. And you spent £15.90 on a pack of 10 novelty pocket tissues. Yeah. And the tissue, this is genius. The tissues look like money. It's fake money. Did you sneeze in them or spend them?
So neither.
Okay.
So what I did is, there was a guy, I used to work in a university at the time. Yeah. And there was a guy there, and we had a bet about something. I can't remember what the bet was, but I lost. So I just ordered all that money because I was like, I'll give you a grand, if, you know, whatever the bet was. And then I lost, and I was like, oh, shit. So I ordered those, and then because he worked in the IT department and I was working in reception, and I had to sneak in his office. I had to beg people to let me in because they had a special card to get in because it was all like, he did all the system stuff. And then they let me in, and they had to like escort me to his desk. I was like, you lot are right knobs. Like, why are you like, what am I going to do? All I know is the space bar, bruv. I'm not going to do nothing. Like, what am I, you know, I'm not going to mash up no system. And then I just piled it on his desk, and then I saw him come in.
That's genius.
Yeah, so good. I saw him come in, and I was just like, good morning. And then... And then he came back down about 5 minutes later, just pissing himself.
That's so good. That's so good. And then he tried to spend it in the refectory. So hang on. So you were a receptionist, were you? At which uni?
Yes. University of Westminster.
University of Westminster.
I've worked in a few.
Have you?
I've worked at Birkbeck. I've worked at UCL. I've worked at Imperial as well a lot.
I feel like I'm watching University Challenge, all these London University names. El Gore, Birkbeck. So how do you end up getting onto the university? Always as a receptionist thing? Was that your...
I've worked as a receptionist, and I also did like the program administration. So I was looking after degree programs and students.
Oh mate, but hang on, eye rolls there, guys. I thought you were actually possessed for a second, and then I realised it was an eye roll. So hang on, when you're doing that, you must have been a student sort of age yourself, and you were looking after them?
No, not really. I look quite young. So just Google me, everyone. But I'm actually 41 years old.
Oh, you're a normal age? That's great news. That's great news.
I'm an adult.
Isn't it a sign of getting older, right? Yeah, you're a grown up. Isn't it a sign of getting older when you find out someone's the same age as you? You feel like you can get on better with them. When you're young, don't really care. I'll just talk to anyone. That's a thing, isn't it?
And then when they turn out to be knobs as well, sometimes you're like, oh, it's because they're 39. I'm like, yeah, it's 2 years younger than me, you know.
Don't make that their reason. They're just a knob. So dealing with the students must have been fucking tedious.
Yes, massive. I think massive. Like when I was at university, it was, and I didn't finish my uni. I went and I did a course, but I didn't finish it at the degree.
Yeah.
But like when I was there, we used to respect teachers and stuff. And we was, do you know, and I'm North African. So like my mum, if I was naughty in school, she'd take me to school and go, which I was naughty all the time. And she'd be like, I give you permission to slap her in the face. And the teacher's like, we don't do that here. And she's like, but I tell you, it's okay. And he's like, no, you know, that guy in the room. So she's like, yeah. And my mum's like, yeah, I do it all the time at home. You can do it at school too. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh my God.
You know, like that kind of thing.
You can't make those jokes. My son had a Halloween fake scar on his face and he didn't wash it off and he had it for a few days. And one of the teachers went, oh, what's that then? And I went, I just cuffed him. I just, you know, it's a bit like when you're at border control. You don't make the joke about, oh, better put the bomb away. Don't make those jokes, Tom. Don't make those.
Exactly.
Not good. Right. Okay. Wow. I'm love. To be honest, I'm loving your mum a lot at the moment. That is excellent.
She's crazy. But yeah, like I guess in university, like we used to. You really respect your teachers, and you learn from them, and you know what I mean. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just respect them and value them, and sometimes I thought sometimes it wasn't so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of these students, I guess because university is changing now and it's a business.
Yeah.
You're paying. Yeah. So that's very different to when I was in uni and stuff. So.
Yeah. That is a problem. And when these students, if they ever ask, you know, if they ever come in and go, oh, I'm just not happy with the service, say, fine, I'll give you your money back and then just give them those tissues.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Have that, mate. Have that. But it's true, though, isn't it? Because there's a certain... element of entitlement that comes with a certain type of student at a certain type of university. To add a financial thing to that is just going to make them even more annoying. We're really slagging off students today, Fatia. I'm enjoying that. What was the most sort of common complaint, if you like? What was the most common thing that would make the students kick off and you would end up being in the middle of it?
The returning of grades and stuff like that. So sometimes... the markers would take, because it was all done electronically, so it all gets released electronically as well. So then if a marker doesn't put it in on time, and they know when they've got to put it in, then the students will be like, I've got a zero, what's going on? And then rather than just, because if that was me, I'd just be like, oh, I realise the grades are released today, but mine's not there. Mm. Could you please let me know what's going on? You know what I mean? Mm. But they're like, why is it not there? I'm going to kill you. Yes. Do you know? And I'm like, you need to relax.
Yes.
Because I'm from Hackney, and in Hackney, we talk with our hands. So you best shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me like that.
But there is a tendency. There is a tendency amongst students, and I do see it with teenagers on buses, especially school kids on buses. Overreaction comes naturally, I'd say.
Yes.
What is that? Yeah, oh my God, what's going on? Like, rah, 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 all the time. And you're like, he just trod on a crisp packet. That's what's happened there. And he's screaming. Unreal. It's unreal.
Sometimes I get to see students and they stop me in the street, like, and they're like, oh, are you a comedian? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, I love you. I've seen your stuff on TikTok. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. I'm always so like, overwhelmed when they stop me and that, and it's so nice. And then they're like, oh, can we get a picture? Can we get a picture? I'm like, of course. Mm. And I take a picture, and then they're like, oh, can you do this quick video? And I'm like, do you have £500? And they're like, no. I'm like, then I ain't doing a fucking video. You mad? Like, fuck do you think this is?
Like, I just like, I like the really sudden drop off where you're like, yeah, get a photo. Yeah, of course. Fuck off, mate. Get on Cameo. Yeah. Jog on. Yeah. Prick. I love that.
Yeah, I'm like, have you lost your mind, bruv? Get out of my way about a video. So, yeah. Like, honestly, and I just, oh, I'm like, have you got £500? And I'm like, okay, well, can you pay my rent for a month then or what? Like, or a week? They're like, no. I'm like, then I ain't doing the video then. Piss off.
I don't know why I'm finding this so funny. It's because I know how desperate comedians are to be liked and how we all have the charm thing. Charm, 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 charm. And then as soon as the general public puts us off, we're like, I'll go fuck you. Just fuck. Like, it's so funny. It just drops. Just drops. I love it. Have you ever, when you're doing the gigs now, 8 or 9 years you've been doing it, what's the one time where you've lost your rag most with the audience? You've ever had a proper kind of, fuck this, and you just properly just think, I'm dropping all pretense here.
So it happens it happens nearly every gig, to be honest.
Yeah.
If they don't laugh, I'm like, why are you not laughing, bruv? I'm going to do that joke again. You better laugh.
Do you have your mum standing like, at the door if things get problematic?
If it all goes wrong, and now I've got her on speed dial. I always actually, in the gig, one of my jokes I always say to people, I go, oh, please, can you not film me? Because my mum doesn't know I'm here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she thinks I'm in a mosque, innit? So don't fucking film me, all right? Which is absolutely not true. She always calls me and goes, and I'm like, Mum, I can't talk. I'm busy. I'm going to perform in a minute. She's like, oh, you're making people laughing. And I'm like, it's called comedy, not making them laughing.
Sweet.
Like, that's what I said, you know.
Oh, but that's adorable. So, yeah. What does she make of it then? What does she make of the fact that her daughter's doing this?
Yeah, she likes it. She loves it. She's very proud and stuff. And sometimes, like my sister, like I did The Outsiders recently, yes. and it's started. They've started showing it on TV now. Yeah. They've showed the first week, and then Wednesday's going to be the second.
So this
week.
Is the show with David Mitchell. It's on. Is it on Dave or UK TV or?
Yes,
one of those.
It's on Dave.
Dave. There you are.
It's on. Yeah, and you can also get it on. You can stream it on UK TV. And my older sister called because I told my mum I was like, I'm doing this show because we were filming it over 8 days, and then. And so I wasn't able to call them as much and stuff like that because you're just concentrating on that resting and you know, keeping yourself together for the filming because it was intense. Mm. And then my older sister called her. She's like, oh, Fatiha's filming a show in the Amazon. And my mum's like, Fatiha, you didn't tell. It's cool. And I was like, the Amazon, do you mean that forest near fucking Luton? Because that is, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, sometimes my older sister just chat some shit and then my mum goes on the mental one calling me going, are you doing this and all this and she told my mum, she was like, Fatiha's all over TikTok. My mum called me, she's like, you better not be doing born and born, you know. And I was like, no mum, all this OnlyFans rubbish. I'm like, no,
there's always a moment.
So,
my sister. All comics have had a moment where they have to explain to their parents. It's for me, in my case it was my mum, it's usually the mum, that they're not doing porn. All right, okay, look, let's move on now, Fatiha. Let's go to August 2013. A couple of things here. Look at this incense. We've got some incense. We've got some Satyasai Baba Nag Champa incense sticks. Are you a fan of the old incense, are you?
I love incense. Okay. So I'm North African, and we do a lot of that, you know, like burning incense and all those lovely oils, you know, the ouds and the musks and the stuff like that. So I do love it. I love, like, doing, like, in my house, I've got little things that smell really nice in every corner. And so, like, and as you know, when you open the door and then it just goes woof.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, as you come in and you can smell it, it's your house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my neighbors are tramps, so like I have to have all these lovely smells,
mate,
like around.
Mate,
you know what I mean?
Testify to that. I literally actually once lived in a flat above an actual tramp. And we basically, and it was sort of, the smell was a bit like noise, right? And as soon as you turn it down, the other noise comes through. And you'd smell a smell which I still have some sort of nasal muscle memory of, a deep, grisly darkness. like, and this is 20 years ago now. So smell is warfare, as far as I'm concerned. It's chemical warfare.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I don't understand how people don't open their windows. Yeah. I don't understand, like, when you're cooking, turn on your fucking fan thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
So always with the incense sticks, I think that's, I think it's an interesting one as well, because you do often get a smelly man. Like, I went into a studio at work yesterday, and I hope I probably shouldn't say this, but it was, I don't know who was in there before me. There we are. That means it's fine. But I was like, oh, some bloke has been in here, and I can't really tell you what the smell is. And it's a bit like when smoking cigarettes in pubs became rightly banned, but suddenly that meant everyone was openly farting, and it was horrendous. It was like, people who fart should go out, they should have farting areas outside instead of smoking areas, right? It's are you very sensitive to smell then? Is that a thing, like, wherever you go, getting on public transport, stuff like that? That's always a bad one.
Yes. Yeah, I still wear my mask on public transport and in shops and things like that. Not like, number one, people smell, and number two, obviously, like, sorry, excuse me, I just did a little inside burp then. Sorry, I'm drinking Coke. I'm sorry about that.
That's absolutely fine. Let the bubbles out. Just put an incense stick nearby. Nothing worse than a fruity burp. Ugh.
Oh, mate. I was just going to say, like, you know, have you ever had chiropractic? Is it chiropractic?
Do they make yeah. Are they the ones that make you crack?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I've had it done on my back, and it's like, oh.
It feels so good, but yeah. I had it this morning. This is my second session. I have to have loads because I've got a really bad back injury. I've had it for like 20 years, and I've kind of done stuff with it, but it's just got worse and worse and worse. So I went, and then, like, I just start burping. and then I was like, and I said to her in the first session, I was like, listen, I need to fart. And she was like, yeah, just let it out. I was like, no, bruv. If I let it out, you will die. Like, you don't understand. Like, you will die. So, yeah, just reminded me of what you said about the farts, that's all.
Honestly, what do they expect? If they say, yeah, let it out, if you give someone a license, I'll destroy it. Don't do that. Only my family and pets should be near me when this happens. And also, a chiropractor, you're in a small room.
Exactly. That's what I was like. And I was like, girl, if I do a fart, if you turn the light on, we will fucking explode. That's how disgusting it is.
Oh, my God. That's,
I am not doing that.
How is the back? Is it? Did they give good cracks? Did you get the deep, yes, resonant cracks?
Yes, I'm getting it more in my neck then, because my alignment's out and everything.
What happened?
I've got a slip disc in the base of my back, and I've had it since I was in my early 20s. And I used to go physio and stuff like that, but it's just not. Now it's just got really, really bad. I had an MRI, and they saw some stuff on it, and so I was like, oh, let me just get this sorted.
Yeah,
it's just so, but I feel so nice, like, when I go there, I get scared though. I'm like, please don't do it, please. She's like, just breathe,
because you know it's coming, because I feel like they're sort of conspiring with your body against you, and I'm like in the middle, and my body's going, I want it, and they're going, we want to do it, but I'm in the middle going, please don't do it, please. And and I'm a giggler as well when they do it. There's one, I've got my chiropractor's called Gavin. He's brilliant. The backs guy, Backs and Beyond, he's called. And he's tiny, right? And once he wasn't there, and his colleague was there, and she was heavily pregnant. And so she was using her oomph and her, basically, she was using her child for the weight. I mean, that was slave labor right there. And she was climbing on top of me and crunk. And it was just magnificent.
It is. I'd recommend it. Like, now my poo has changed. Honestly, I'm just,
what, is it
like,
not wonky anymore? So is it like a straight poo? No. What? Hang on. Because it's a healthier bowel movement. That makes sense, though. It makes sense.
It's a healthier bowel movement. And then also, it's not like, sometimes I have constipation. Mm. I think it's just because it's all crooked. And
yeah.
So it doesn't go down. It doesn't go down your intestines all in a straight. You know what I mean?
You know, here's the thing, right? Let's really get down to brass tacks here. We'll get back to the format of the show in a minute. She's got a self-help book on the way. We'll do that in a second. Constipation wise, right? The best cure for me for constipation, right, was gigging, doing stand-up. Nothing quite like a big gig for a pre-match poo. The problem is always that I'd be at some horrible, excuse the pun, dump of a club, and you'd end up on some metal toilet Do you know what I mean? And there's someone outside and there's only a sort of half a slither of door and you're like, no, I can't do it here. It's I'm very picky. I'm like that guy in Bueller's Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm very picky about getting all the ducks in alignment. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah. No, I'm the same as you. Yeah. I don't eat before a gig. I'll eat afterwards, but not before. Oh. So, I won't eat because of the poofing. And then also I feel a bit heavy. And then also like sometimes I'll be, if I eat and then I'm talking and then I'm like, oh, sorry, hold on a minute. I'm like, yes. Yeah, so, and as I was saying, yeah, so then this guy, oh, sorry, hold on. Yeah, so the guy said this, yeah, and people are like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, that could be your thing. That could be. Have you seen that girl? She's great, the burping girl. Yeah, really good. Really good. Just a moment, my love, thank God, just a February 2017, it's nearly Valentine's Day, 15th of February 2017. You're being nice to yourself. Maybe it's not for you. A Vitica Naturals Cactus Hair Mask and some Dabba Vitica Sweet Almond Moist Shampoo. Oh, I love sweet almond. That smell. That's a good smell again, yes. Mate.
I got that because I don't think you can buy it now, that shampoo in the shops. You can find it.
Okay.
I think it's an Indian brand, I think. Okay. So you can find it if you... They do it in, like, big supermarkets. And then also if you go to, like, the local... You know, like, your local corner shop and stuff, they'll have it.
Yeah.
In there. So yeah, I brought those for my hair. Mm-hmm. And they was all right. Mm. But now I'm more John Frieda than... Yeah. Mm. I've gone to John Frieda. And that works best for my hair. I always change my shampoo, like... I don't know, every 3 months or something like that. And then I always end up going back to John Frieda. So I'm like, fuck it, let's just stick with him.
I mean, John Frieda knows that. It's an abusive relationship. He knows you'll come running back to him. That's what he's doing. He knows what's going to happen. You go, mate. You go. Go on. Go and try your global essences or whatever the fuck it's called. The shampoo thing. So I used Head & Shoulders for years and... the smell, it's a smell thing. That's become the theme of today's episode. Oh. It is a smell thing. You end up, the comfort, and I go back home, right? Okay, this is the ultimate. When I go home, my mum still gets the same body wash that she used to give us when we were kids in the bath. Badidos. Have you had Badidos? It's a very weird, rich, almost toxic green colouring. And... We used to have that all the time. And the instant I use that, I'm 6 years old again. Like, it smells such a powerful thing, and especially with cleaning stuff. Do I actually notice, am I much cleaner? Couldn't give a shit, mate. Did I experience a nice smell? But what I'm saying is, when we go in the shower, what you could have is just, someone should just spray a nice smell for a minute, and then I'll have a wash, and that's fine. We pay so much extra just for that smell and that texture.
Yeah, you're right. There is a nostalgia about it, isn't it? There's something about, I don't know, like I'm like that even with my you know, like fabric softener and stuff like that.
Exactly that. Like, yes.
The best one is Lenore, by the way.
Of course it's Lenore, mate. Of course. How many times I've seen an old friend give him a hug and I'll be like, oh, all right, Dave, Lenore, very nice.
My sister and mum love Comfort. I'm like, no, sorry, bye, goodbye. You might as well buy your shit from Aldi or something. Get out. Like, it has to be Lenore. My sister's always trying. She goes to Aldi and she gets, like, this coconut one. She's like, oh, Fetty Hat is so nice. I'm like, listen, I've got the... You think I'm going to swap, you know, I don't know, Claudia Schiffer for, I don't know, Billie Eilish. No, bro, get out. The best... The original is the best.
I think that...
So, yeah. I do like Billie Eilish, by the way.
Of course, we all
just
like Billie Eilish.
Listening. Yeah. I do like her. She better not come for me because I'll pull her hair, so... That's that.
Yeah, but if you pulled her hair, it's so well-conditioned, your hands would just slip off it. Because she uses Lenore on her hair. That's interesting, though, isn't it? I often talk about the class reckoning in this country. We've had, you know, there's all sorts of reckonings, gender and race and religion and these things, and we are trying to talk about these things and deal with these things. Class is something we still have never really dug into, but I think with products, that that's where the class thing lives. I think we have this sort of snobbery about stuff. And you see someone, you've got butter, but it's not Lurpak. Oh, dear. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the judgments, the micro judgments that you're constantly making based on people's brand choices. It's unbelievable.
Digestive biscuits. Like, if you get digestive biscuits, they have to be real digestive. Like, the McVitie's one. You can't be getting no fucking shop brand nonsense. Do you know what I mean? It has to be. Maryland cookies are the same. It has to be the originals. Otherwise, just go home and sit down and don't talk to me. So,
it's true. So, yeah. I will dismiss people by what I find in their cupboards. And unlike this show, like, weirdly, on the Toaster Show, I'm really, like, open and interested in all people's stuff. And yet, if I'm at my family or close friend's house and I see they've got a certain brand of, oh, that's an own brand mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I mean, cost of living crisis, who am I to make these judgments? Unbelievable.
And my sister, she always, like, when she comes over with the kids, she's like, just salad cream. I'm like, who still eat salad cream? Are we in the fucking 70s? Next, you're going to ask me for a prawn fucking cocktail. Piss off. You know, I'm like, who's eating salad cream, bruv? Sit down and go away.
Salad cream was mayonnaise for children.
Yes.
That's what it was. It was.
I remember we grew up, like, make salad cream and ketchup.
Yeah.
It was like the main. Yeah. I don't even know when mayonnaise started. We started eating that.
I think you have a process that you have a little ritual when you're sort of 12 or 13 years old and you have to burn your salad cream. Salad cream is a sort of food stabilizers on the bike, you know? You have to get rid of that shit. And if you're still using salad cream as an adult, big questions. Big questions. Yeah. let's go and have a look at December 2019. It's very similar, actually, to December 2018. You've bought yourself some phone case covers. You know, it's Christmas time and you're obviously buying gifts for yourself because you've smashed your phone. You've got all the covers. Are you a phone dropper?
No.
Okay.
But sorry, that Coke's coming
back.
Lovely,
lovely stuff. Sorry. That's really good. Good buzz. Suddenly I'm really happy it's a remote recording.
I'm telling you, you're lucky. Yeah. It is, trust me. I've been farting all the way through silently.
Your chiropractor's just passed out in the background.
Yeah. Exactly. Phone covers. So, I'm very careful. Like, I've always got a screen protector and the phone case, but I'm very particular about my phone cases. Like, they have to be strong. Mm. Otherwise I get mad.
Yeah. Can I upset you? So you're not going to like this. You're going to get angry. And I'm actually quite looking forward to seeing you get angry. I got a top of the range iPhone about a year ago because I'm making a lot of money in podcasting, and I didn't get a cover for it. Holding it up to the camera here, guys.
Oh my God. How?
Look at the glass around the cameras there. The iPhone 13, the finest cameras ever put on a telephone, smashed by a prick checking the time. That's literally what I was doing, man.
Do you know what you should do? Let me teach you some back alley shit here, okay? This is what you're going to do. Get AppleCare.
Yeah.
And then in about a month, call them and go, oh, bruv, I dropped my phone, innit? Oh, come on, bruv. And then they go, okay.
Yeah. Always like that. Always. I love that when you get a new insurance policy and you're on the phone to them. Thank you. So that's my house fully covered. Yeah. Anything else? Well, one more thing. I'm standing in the ruins of my house. I mean, what you're suggesting there is insurance fraud. And obviously you're joking. This is a comedy podcast. Yeah, but
Of course, I'd never do that. We make enough money.
That's right.
To pay for brand new
that's
shit,
right,
don't
man.
We, Tom?
Constantly. Our lives don't are disposable because we're so wealthy. that's a really great show.
Also, I'm from Hackney, so I can get things, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. Okay, don't put this in there. Like I steal shit or buy stolen shit. No, I don't. I do not. I do not.
Also, you can't play up to the Hackney, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing anymore because Hackney's now full of people with tattoos called Bernards who, exactly. You know what I mean? Who've got big goatees and spend £6 on a latte.
It is like that. And then I'm like, when people were like, "Are you from? I'm from Hackney." I'm like, "Was you born there?" They're like, "No." I'm like, well, "Fuck off, then, innit? Why are you coming round my area?" I'm like, "Listen, give me that rent, yeah. Give me that rent. I'm collecting the rent from you, and stuff." Yeah, no, it is. It's weird, you know, like living here and growing up here, and then you see all these people come in, and then you don't feel like you belong anymore. Like I was raised near Broadway Market. Mm. Like, have you been there?
Mm.
It is when we were growing up, my brother used to get mugged like weekly.
Jeez.
Walking down there, and we fucking lived there. Do you know what
Jeez.
I mean? And like, I'm telling you, and now, like, you used to have to really be careful around there. Like, if people didn't know you, you'd have trouble, you know?
Yeah.
And now you go down there, it's all cafes and like farmers market. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
like,
people are still getting mugged, but it's the customers.
Yeah, exactly.
Spending £7 on a loaf of bread.
Yeah. We like to listen to toast, and we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to toast. La 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 la.
Fatia El Ghori here on My Mate Bought a Toaster. We're going to March 2020. I can't think of anything significant that happened in March 2020. And it's interesting to see how people respond to the pandemic that's unfolding and the terror of what's happening, because it was a terrifying time. And obviously, to try and keep yourself calm, early April 2020, you've bought some Yves Saint Laurent Blanc Opium, so you smell nice.
Yes, exactly. Got to get rid of, you know, the farts and burp smells, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's my favourite perfume. Like, whenever I wear that, people will always say, "What's that you're wearing? What's that?"
Nice.
I'm like, "It's your dad, bitch." That's who it is.
More smells. Look, 30th of March 2020, the essential oil diffuser for aromatherapy. So is this a sort of, if you like a incense stick, is this like a sort of vaping equivalent of an incense stick?
Yes, it's really good. It's like a machine. You fill it up with water, and then you drop the oil in, and then you close it, turn it on, and then the water starts to like boil, kind of, and then it comes out of the machine, and you get this lovely smell in your house.
Oh, nice.
Like all over. Yeah, so it's nice if you although my house smells nice all the time anyway, but sometimes it's just, you know, you get used to it, innit? This is another thing, like, you get used to the smell. Sorry, another burp coming up. I'm so sorry. I've got to stop this nonsense. I'm really sorry.
What I'm going to do after the show is clip together all the bits where you do big burps and just make a little, like, the best of Fatia's burps from the show. I think it could be a viral success.
I'm being quite tame. I'm like trying to do it under my breath. Usually I'm like, and my mum's like, "Fatia, you are a donkey." I'm like, okay.
So, yeah, but I smell nice, right? It smells nice in here. At least it doesn't smell like a stable. So it's like a sort of hippie kettle. So you pop it on.
Yes, it's like that. Yeah, and then it's like a lovely mist, and it just smells really nice, and you can change the oils and put, and it's safe as well. Like, so when the water, you can put it on a timer, and then you've got some of them, like, when the water gets low, it'll stop. So it's safe.
Mm.
Although, like, do not put it on if you're not at home. Anyway, that would be stupid, because who would be smelling it? The ghosts?
Yeah, yes.
Like, hello, what is wrong with you?
Aromatherapy for the spirit world. Have you, here's a thought for an Edinburgh show. Have you done an Edinburgh yet? What's your Edinburgh chat?
No, I'm starting. I haven't ever done a solo show. I'm doing a work in progress in February.
Here's what you got to do, man. Here's what you got to do. You know how you're gonna, I've got it. You know how you're gonna break down the chapters of your story. You're gonna do aromatherapy. Yeah. You're gonna take your aromatherapy kettle on stage, and you're gonna make the room smell of the different smells, and then that's the way through your life via my life in smells.
That is such a good idea.
And at the end, you fart. That is
such a good idea.
Look, Fatty, we're getting towards the end of your purchase history here, which is a shame, because I'm thoroughly enjoying it. You've got a face steamer.
Yeah, so that was for my sister, because she was like, oh, it was her birthday. She was like, oh, this girl at work said this about a face steamer, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, so I just got it for her. Has she ever used it? Probably not.
I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows? April, this is April 2021, you bought her this. Presumably, you know, she's probably got terrible rashes on her face because she uses Comfort fabric conditioner, so
exactly.
If she used Lenore, she'd be fine, you know. Sorry, I'm full.
Exactly.
Okay.
Her birthday's in April, my birthday's in April, and then my older sister's birthday is also in April.
Okay. Everyone doing the maths. So
my dad and mum in the summertime.
Little bit Jazzy Jeff there. Summers. There you go. That prince was getting fresh. Yes, please. Love it.
We always tease them about, he's not alive anymore, but we used to tease them, and he used to just like, if you say that again,
but it's true.
I will send you to Morocco forever.
Yeah, but you can't, was it when you went to Morocco in the summer, Dad? Was that when it happened? Like, you can't deny it. That's the problem. He can't, if you're all born in April, that's it. Nothing you can do. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. When kids have that moment. My eldest worked out that my wife was conceived pretty much on Christmas Day and said it to her parents. I couldn't have been happier. That's it, guys. That's it. That's so good. That's so good. So all right, what have we got? January 2022. Here we are. More incense sticks. Cute and easy kawaii alphabet colouring book.
Oh, yes. So, you know, like, because I think we was coming out of the pandemic. No, we were still in.
No, we were back in the worst one. Oh, no, January 2022. Yeah. No, we were sort of coming out then. We were starting to come out of it by then. Yeah. It's this year, yeah.
Year, yes. So I thought mindfulness, like colouring in, is good for mindfulness. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So, and I like those books because the paper's quite, because they're Japanese, those colouring books. So they've got really beautiful shapes in there, you know. So if you, they all look like little, you know, like the little like Pikachu and stuff like that. They're really exaggerated and big, and the paper's really good quality. It's not that shit that's like, you know, like the toilet paper. It's not like that kind of stuff. Mate. And when you colour it in, it don't go through the next page.
Oh, mate, the number of times my kids have got colouring in books and they colour in, you know, Iron Man, and they turn the page and they've only gone and ruined Thor. Because he's on the other side. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, yeah.
But this one's not like that. It's proper paper and the shapes are really cute. And I just like use it for mindfulness. I was like, oh, what kind of nice mindfulness stuff?
And did you actually do it? Did you actually?
Yes. Write? Yes, I did. Yeah.
Who needs words? What I want to do is just colour shit in.
Exactly.
You know? What's that? That's the thing I used to do as a kid. The smell that takes me back to being a kid, the colouring that takes me back to being a kid. You know, these are all crutches that we're going to have with us.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
And, you know, and when you're colouring in, like, you're choosing where, you know, like, sometimes I do it with my nieces, and I'll be colouring in, like, a skirt pink, and then my niece will just come in with the blue. I'm like, what are you doing, you silly little girl? And then she's like, oh, but auntie, that's my favourite colour. I'm like, are you stupid? Did you not see I was already colouring it in? So I'll lose my shit. And then they go out the lines and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, what do you lot? Do you go to school? Do you not know how to stay in a line? And so, yeah, so then it's my own colouring book. I'm like, you ain't touching shit, mate. Go to your cheap little one that you can, you know, colour in one and then you colour in the next 10 pages at the same time, like, piss off.
I like the idea that people will come to your flat and they'll be like, God, it smells delicious. Well, let's have a look at Fatia's bookshelves. Oh, look, it's just piles and piles of coloured in books. Okay, she's a killer. I'm leaving. She clearly murders people. She's covering up the smell.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram. At ToasterPod is the name we're trying to jam. It's simple like a sarnie filled with cheese and ham.
All right, June 2022 now. We've got the umbrella hat, 4-pack of umbrellas that you can stick in your heads. And if it's June 2022, that was when, that's this summer when the world was terrifyingly hot. Was this to get out of this? Was this a sun avoidance thing or an actual rain avoidance thing?
So this was for the outsiders. So I knew that we were going to be out in the sun and I was worried it might rain. And then I was like, you know, like, for example, if it rains on you, you know, you'll just wipe your hair and then your head and then you'll carry on. Whereas if we're outside and it rains on me because I wear hijab, I'm going to smell like a dog for the whole day until I can have a shower. You know what
Do you
I
take
mean?
A spare hijab so like, with you for that? Do you always have to have a spare one?
I did, when we were recording, yeah, I always had it. Not if I go out, then no, I'll make sure like I've got a hood or like an umbrella or something like that.
Yeah.
But if I get wet, you know, like I just get home and shower and wash the hijab and stuff like that. But when you're filming all day, it's intense. And I was like, let me get that. And then also it keeps my, because I was thinking, like, if it's raining, like, it'll keep my head dry and I can still use my hands if we're doing tasks and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was the thinking behind
that. Were you nervous about this big gig? It's quite a big profile raiser, this one.
Yes, I was very nervous about it because it's outside. You don't know what, you don't find out what you're doing until the day.
All right.
Until they, and they go, this is what we're going to do. So, like, so you don't, you know, you've always got to be prepared. So you always had, like, waterproof shoes and things like that. Mm,
mm. Are you a very outdoorsy type?
Not really, but if you're like, oh, Fatia, we're going to do this, I'm like, all right, come on in. Like, do you know what I mean? But I would, if you were like, oh, let's go and do this, I'm like, okay. But I wouldn't suggest it. Mm. I wouldn't be like, let's go camping or, you know, let's whatever, go fishing or something like that. But I'll throw myself into stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. I'm up for doing those things when someone else does all the organisation.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's it. I mean,
I've got a good friend. She, like, we meet up every once in a while because we're just both so busy, but we still, like, try to meet up every month or so and go to dinner and stuff like that. So she always organises it. And then I'm like, I pay. And then, because I'm like, you've done that bit. I wouldn't expect you to, like, pay for your meal, man. Come on, like, there's got to be compromise. Do you know
okay,
what I mean?
So hang on. If I organise to meet up with you for dinner, but I do the organisation to find a time, you're going to pick the bit. Okay, that's good to know. That is generous. I mean, all she's done is looked at a diary and texted you a couple of times, Fatia.
But she books, like, she'll find the venue.
I bet she books expensive places. Yeah, we're at the bloody Waldorf. We're off to America because I said I'll pay. What have I done?
I never tell her. When I get there, then I go and pay the bill. And then she starts, you know, like, no, she's Italian, innit? And then so we're like haggling. I'm like, bitch, sit down, innit? Just sit down. I'm going to sort this out.
I love it. I love the bill argument. There's nothing better than the bill fight at the end. But I always back down. No, really? Are you sure? Fine, thanks.
Yeah. Oh my God, you should see, like, North Africans and Arabs. Oh my God. What? When it comes to paying the bill, they're like, I will pay. And you're like, okay, just calm down. And they'll start fighting. They're like, no, I pay. And then the other one's like, no, I pay. And like all this kind of, I swear to God.
Wow.
And then they just, yeah, you get like a proper battle of people just going, I'll pay, just holding each other's hands, taking the man's card machine, throwing it and going, no, don't take his card, take mine. It's like mental.
That's amazing.
A race to pay.
All the waiters, yes, when they get towards bill time, they must be like, oh, good luck, everyone. Good luck. Yeah. That's amazing.
One time me and her went out to dinner and they had like, they had this a charge on the receipt and I questioned it. I was like, what's that? And they're like, oh, that's discretionary. I was like, well, fucking minus it right now, yeah? Because if it's discretionary, I'm using my discretion and telling you no, so get it off my bill. And they were giving me dirty looks. And I was like, you're lucky she's with me. If I was on my own, I'd fucking flip a table. But because she's here, I'm like, Fatia, don't cause a scene. I don't like causing a scene with other people unless it's really bad. Do you know what I mean?
But was the service bad for the discretion? Is that why you dropped the discretion?
It wasn't a tip. It was like something for charity. They're like, oh, we want to. And I'm like, no.
You're not painting yourself as a nice person here, by the way, but go on.
No, I do.
I'm not editing this out, so keep digging.
it was for a charity and I was like, no, you should ask me, you shouldn't just put it on the bill. Do you know what I mean? And stuff like that. Plus I have charities that I already give to and I don't mind. Yeah. Just don't force it on me.
80p is 80p. Come on, man. You could do a lot with that. That's right. Oh, I love it.
So yeah, they were not happy.
I love how it's gone sour towards the end of the podcast. Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, it was a good listen. She seemed really nice and interesting. And towards the end, just a couple of things she said. Fatia, we're at the end. We're at the last item. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And what I like to do is try and draw out some kind of sort of message about you as a person that we can learn from the final item.
Okay.
Electric spin scrubber. Sonic scrubber, household electrical cleaning brush. All right, it's a tricky one to try and build an entire personality about out of a brush. An electric brush with all sorts of attachments. That looks like a lot of fun. So basically it's like a giant electric toothbrush, but for not for cleaning teeth, yes, but for cleaning your house.
Yes, so you can use it. So I've got, in my bathroom, I've got one wall that's completely tiled, like, from top to bottom. Yeah. And then I don't know, like, I know that sounds a bit odd, but because everyone's like, I bet people listening be like, every bathroom's like that. But
and it has like a toilet in the corner, and we have running water in there. Yeah, that's not new, but yeah, that's a thing.
I don't know. And they're odd. That's just crazy. I'm just being crazy. But they're big tiles. They're not little ones. You know, like the little square ones. They're not like that. They're like oblong and they're massive.
Right, right.
They just do my head in, like trying to wash them. So I was like, let me get that. It's supposed to be really good. And you can use it for other stuff. Like you can use it to wash your sink.
Oh, yeah.
Like your kitchen sink. If you get a bit of like, you know, pink stuff.
Yeah.
It gets rid of the lime scale and all that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Getting rid of lime scale is my porn. Oh, yes. My God. That is... Oh, that is so good. So good.
Let me give you a few tips.
Okay, well, bearing in mind I've said it's my porn, you're now doing dirty talk, but okay.
I always use that Vicow, but I get the green one because the normal one smells really bad. Like it's like irritating to your nose. It's really strong.
Yeah, agreed.
So I use that. And then I'm on this Facebook group and it's called like cleaning and decluttering and all these, I'm telling you, do you know how many tips I get from there? They're like, you know, you get that lime scale around the tap.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you get like a 2p coin and rub it, it will come off, bruv. You don't need no Vicow.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know what I'm saying? I swear to you, you can use.
Listen to me now, Fatia, slap this on your TikTok and you're going to be a millionaire by Christmas. Holy shit. You're taking, what you're going to do, you can be the gap. You can bridge the gap between this Facebook wisdom and content and take it to the TikTok generation.
I'm telling you.
You get a 2p coin.
Yeah.
What, and you just rub it by the...
And rub it. Yeah. Rub it. And then, and it will just come off. The other thing you can do is if you get a condom, or you can also buy like these tap covers and then fill it with like tissue and then soak it with like Vicow and put it around the sink, the tap head, and leave it overnight.
So you basically put your tap in a johnny.
Yes.
Exactly. Wow. Well, it would be nice for me to finally find a use for those condoms. So that's... Wow.
And you leave it overnight.
Have you got any more? Because in many ways, this feels like the gift at the end. You know, forget finding out about you. People are getting life solutions now. This is an incredible ending. This is amazing.
But I hate, like, if I had the money, I would get, you know, you can get that machine thing connected to your water tap and it makes the water softer.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Because
the
water in London's so hard. Much
it's
like
disgusting.
That's, you know, like Hackney, you know, it's hard, man. It's hard as nails, just like the water. That's what it is. I love this. And there is a connection between all this, of course, Fatia, because here you are at the end helping us with our with these ridiculous tips, which I think are fictional. And I think you're just saying this to make all my listeners go and fucking rub a coin by a tap. What are you doing? Oh, I have this thing on my mobile toaster. And Fatia's just there going, ah, dickheads. Right? But here you are at the end of the show helping us. Here you are at the beginning of the show, whether it's working in a hospital or working at the university, helping people. That's what you've done across the episode, Fatia.
Yes.
And we have helped ourselves to your purchase history, and it's been fascinating, and you're brilliant. And I mean, thank you for opening up to us on the show. It's been lush.
Thank you for having me.
Fatia, before you go, you're on this show. This is on Dave now, isn't it? The new David Mitchell show, and it's called what? Sorry,
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders. Excellent.
Every Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Brilliant. Okay. And for people who actually sit down to watch TV at a certain time. And can we follow you on socials and all that business, please?
Yes. It's just my full name, Fatia El Ghori. And I'm on all of them, TikTok, Twitter, you know, Facebook and Instagram.
Cleaning tips are plenty, but also very, very funny indeed. Fatia El Ghori, thank you so much for coming on My Mate Bought a Toaster.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, I love her so much. The wonderful Fatia El Ghori. And if you fancy spending more time with Fatia, there are all of the outtakes, the bits that didn't quite make it into the final episode, available now at patreon.com/toasterpod. You can find out what book she was talking about here. Did you read Beyond Page 2?
Bruv, I didn't even read page 1.
Yeah!
I don't even know what...
There you go! And you can find out why she's always up for a rock.
And I don't like trouble, but if it... But if you want trouble, I can give it you.
Available,
you
know, available. It is
available.
Yeah. Always on board. Yeah,
fine. It's always in stock.
There you go. Head over to patreon.com/toasterpod, where also you can get hold of next week's episode with the brilliant Reverend Kate Botley. It's our final episode of the series. It's there now, patreon.com/toasterpod. Or as little as £3 a month, you can get early access and you can get your mitts on next week's episode to find out why the Reverend Kate Botley was the best teacher ever when she was a teacher.
So I would do things like, if we were doing baptism, I would bring a real baby in and christen the baby. Spend the whole day christening this baby.
That's amazing. What an image. And there's all sorts of revelations as well.
I had a foot fetishist a little while ago called Foot. We nicknamed him Foot Fetishist Freddy, who wanted pictures of my feet in tights with my cassock and surplus on. So me in robes, but with stockinged feet.
Wow.
I mean, he offered a lot of money.
Well, I'm going to say, and right.
I didn't do it. Mm. I have to tell you, I didn't do it.
This is amazing.
But he offered a lot of money.
It's a highly revelatory episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. Revelations, chapter 16. Oh, that was a good Bible link, wasn't it? Of this series of My Mate Bought a Toaster. It is going to be with you next Wednesday. So subscribe now or head over to patreon.com/toasterpod and you can listen now. Thanks again to the fabulous Fatia El Ghori. What a lovely episode. And don't forget, we'll be back next week with our final episode of the series. All the best. Kind regards. Thanks for coming.
My Mate Bought a Toaster. My mate bought a toaster. Yeah, yeah. My mate bought a toaster. Toaster for my love. Thank God. Toaster.
People will always say, "What's that you're wearing? What's that?" I'm like, "It's your dad, bitch. That's who it is." But